Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And look who's come in now at the barrel of the pistol with Penix. Algier with Robinson flanked out to the left. Bijan in motion here to the nearest side. Going to hand it to Algier. Here goes Tyler. Bang! 10, 5, and it falls on the board.
Rob
touchdown.
The big boy.
He banged away at a man at the 15 and then just dropped the hammer into four-wheel drive.
He looked like he went and found him, Wes.
Golly, Pete.
So many highlights from last night's Falcons game. We are the morning shift on a Victory Tuesday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Falcons won 24-14. We're all over it today. Just got a few headlines for you before you get into work. The Hawks beat the Heat last night, 119-118 in the preseason. Dodgers beat the Brewers in Milwaukee 2-1 for the first game of the NLCS. Game 2 of the ALCS, not quite as close. Mariners beat the Blue Jays 10-3. Game 3 is tomorrow in Seattle. The Bears beat the Commanders by a field goal 25-54 last night. And, of course, the win we're celebrating all day long. Falcons 24-14 took down Buffalo at home last night, putting them at 3-2 for the season.
Yeah, it's just an unbelievable feeling coming off that win last night. And obviously, if you were in the house and you're up early this morning listening, it was such a cool environment with that roof open. I think that was one of my biggest takeaways. But I obviously do the Findlay Roofing weather report every week, and it's like, oh, well, the roof's closed.
Right.
I was telling Bowhead in there, I was like, if they don't open the roof tonight, there's just no reason to have a freaking roof that opens. The weather was so good yesterday, and the environment was really cool because of it.
I think that there is – I think that basically if it's under 82 degrees and over, like, 65 or something, it's going to be open. There's a slight window. It's a small window for such an expensive roof, but you know, I got to see the Rolling Stones with a window with the roof open.
So there you go.
At least there's that. Yeah. I love it when it's open, man. It's cool. I looked down and there was a gnat or like a fly or something flying around. I was like, oh yeah, the roof's open. And I looked down and I was like, hey, Sky.
There's probably some in the building. But
I've never seen one.
I get what you're saying.
Never happens unless the reset.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it looked so good on TV. I think it truly like showcased the beauty of Atlanta last night on a national stage. And Dave Archer, who we will talk to at 8:20 today, he actually went back and talked with Raheem Morris after the game last night about Bijan's performance. Let's hear that.
I've said it numerous amounts of time, but he's the best player in football. We revolve around seven. Everything goes around seven. And it's the selfless acts that within seven that makes us the best that we can possibly be. And he does that every single week.
Golly. He ain't lying.
He's a special human being, not just a player. And I say that because I've gotten a lot of time around him. And dude is different, okay? He just is. He's special. And his teammates feed off of that. You hear he was over there interviewing Drake London last night. Grabbed the microphone from one of the Falcons digital media.
That's cool.
People and was interviewing him about being. See, he asked him the same question I asked him at training camp. I think was it this year or last year? Where, hey man, I feel like you're kind of underrated. You kind of go under the radar. He asked him that, and I was like, yeah, Bijan. All right, Bijan. I see where you're stealing from me.
Yeah.
But everybody, you know, Bijan scores 81 yard touchdown. Who's the first person he talked to on the bench after the celebration thing? Casey Washington, and then went down the line with the receivers and offensive linemen. He's a leader, guys. He's a special. You've got special guys Drake London, Michael Penix, and Bijan Robinson are all special human beings. Their characteristics as players, but as leaders as well, and how they treat their teammates and how they lead by example and vocal to an extent. I'm going to tell you something. The guy on offense I'd like to fight the least right now with Caleb McGarry off the field is Drake London. Because he will go right to you. He got in a skirmish last night.
Yeah.
He ain't scared.
He's not. Two comments on what you just said. First and foremost, and you heard Raheem just talk about it right there, that Bijan Robinson, he plays with an edge, with an attitude. One of my favorite plays he had last night, he throws a shoulder into the ribs of Ed Oliver on a twist stunt and freaking de-cleats Ed Oliver. And it hurt. You could tell it hurt. I love seeing that out of a running back and a guy that prides himself on making people miss, that he was on purpose running into people. You just don't see it very much. And the other thing is, the person I wouldn't want to fight right now is Matthew Bergeron. The dude is playing at such a freaking high level as a left guard. And I said it last night on the pregame, he's having a better year right now than Chris Lindstrom. And you saw multiple runs come right off of his shoulder pads last night. He's been exceptional.
And Bergeron talked to us last night. And normally, after a game like that, we're talking to Bijan Robinson, right, or Drake. But after the Carolina game, we needed a veteran to talk to. And we went to Jake Matthews, offensive lineman. Guy's been here, 14 years or something, 11 years, 12 years. I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter. 180-something straight starts. Well, they bludgeoned them last night in the run game at times.
Yeah.
So we went and talked to an offensive lineman in Bergeron.
There you go.
And he talked about how special Bijan was. I don't want to be Debbie Downer. I do need to see Penix grow. And I think it's great that we can grow after a loss. But he got locked in on Drake a little bit last night. And he put a ball in harm's way a couple of times by being locked in on Drake. I don't know if that's with Mooney being out, different guys in there, kind of chemistry. He's got less chemistry with Sills in there, who played a lot last night.
He did.
As Arch told us on pregame he would. So need a little bit more there. But, I mean, who cares? Because you dominated and your defense dominated and you made an MVP look average last night.
Yeah, I think you have to care to an extent because you do have a short week. You are going to the West Coast. You are playing the Niners. I think the good thing is, you were there when he talked to Arch last night. When Michael Penix was talking to him, he mentioned that. He was like, I got to be better. I got to be better with my progressions. I got to be better with certain things. There were a couple of balls that could have easily gone the other way that we kind of got away with at certain points of the game. But, credit, we made those plays. They didn't. Michael Penix is – he did get locked in Drake just a little bit last night. There's no doubt about that.
But, of course, we are going to lean into the celebration today. And all the good things that happened last night. Yep. Like, we've got DeAndre from Decatur on the phone wanting to celebrate alongside with us. The phone lines are open today, 404-726-0929. What's going on, DeAndre?
Hey, good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
What's up, man? Living a dream.
Man, it's Mike's Mafia in the building.
Oh, man.
Light the fires, baby.
We're going to set the tone, right? We're going to set the tone. Oh, man. It's like we prayed for this kind of defense, Mike, and we finally have it. And it's like the city is happy, man. I ran into old James Pierce at the barbershop, and I kind of gave him a piece of my mind after the Carolina loss. And he looked at me and he said, man, y'all just be patient. And that really, after last night, I get it now. I get it. We had to have a little patience. But I had a question for you guys. After this win, what else do we have to do, like, for them to take us as, like, serious this year?
Yeah, good question. Appreciate the phone call. I have my thoughts. Go ahead, though, Bo.
Well, I wanted to hear what you said, but I was going to say go do it again on Sunday night in Santa Clara.
My thoughts the same. It's consistency. You have to establish a level of consistency. We can't have a game up, game down, mediocre, up, down, mediocre. You can't do that. Like the best teams in the NFL, if you want to be taken seriously. Now, you go out and get a 30,000-foot view, I think there's a question as to who is the best team in the NFL right now. I mean, it was the Bills. The same teams that we talk about being the best teams. I mean, the Chiefs are always going to be around with Patrick Mahomes, but right now the Ravens are not good. There's a number of questions about all the usual suspects. We thought maybe the Chargers would take a step forward. They've looked bad. So I don't know what to make of any of these squads right now.
You can make an argument that Tampa Bay, they're as complete as anybody, and they're not even playing healthy. I mean, you know, that, and they haven't. I mean, you look, honestly, They have an MVP guy right now in Baker. Baker's playing like MVP. I think Bijan Robinson is an MVP. I mean, he did something last night. He's the first guy since Thurman Thomas in 91 that has over 450 yards rushing and 300 yards receiving in the first five games. You know what Thurman Thomas was in 1991? MVP.
The MVP, I'm guessing. I was going to say a Buffalo Bill.
He was a Buffalo Bill. He's also a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
I think you got to go back it up again. Look, don't think it won't be tough. Don't think next week's not going to be tough. I don't care who's playing quarterback, and I don't care who they don't have on defense. They know you, and you know them.
Yeah.
Okay? You're running similar systems on offense and similar systems on defense, and all these guys know each other.
Yeah.
All of them.
And if there's one thing last night I think proved in a lot of different ways, how many times have we used the term rest deficit? I know it's a little bit overplayed. It's kind of something that people use in gambling circles and things like that. But teams on rest deficits, it's a struggle. So you got to go prove that you can win on a rest deficit next week out in San Francisco when you do have to travel across the country. Don't forget, and Bo knows this better than anybody, the travel schedule you have coming up in the next month is brutal. It's brutal.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the matchups. I mean, we looked at that Germany game and thought, oh, the Colts,
we thought back-to-back stretch. We're like, well, it's travel, but the two teams aren't very good.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now they're both
like the Colts might be one of the – like we just talked about, they might be the best team in the NFL.
Well, technically they are in the AFC. They're the number one seed if it ended today.
Crazy.
And the New England is the four seed, leaders of the AFC East right
now. Yes, they are. 4-2.
So it's a really valid point. But you gotta honestly, I need to see them win. I need to see them roll all four in a row because beat San Francisco, then come back home and beat a Miami team that you think is beatable, and then you got a tough stretch. But this is not an easy game in San Francisco either because you might be missing Jake Matthews. We don't know his status. He left that game.
We got to talk about that.
You got it right. You got to be consistent, put games together, beat teams when you should beat them.
Can we also listen up, football fans? You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not gloss over the fact that DeAndre told us he went up to James Pierce and gave him the business.
I want to know how big DeAndre is.
I do too,
bro. You know it's crazy
because he looks like me or he looks like Mike. Well, there's no average height there.
It's frustrating, and I love that this happened. But man, I remember I had a yard guy come cut my grass after we lost the NFC Championship.
Mm-hmm.
He made a comment. Man, I almost punched him in the face. I was like, dude, I will knock you out if you ever say anything like that to me again in my front yard. And then I cut off his services like 3 weeks later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I did.
Wow. Well, this Saturday from noon until 2, you can join me, Allie Mack, out at Jim Shorkey Kia of Gainesville as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand. Other prizes come with it. And another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. It's this Saturday, noon to 2, at Jim Shorkey Kia of Gainesville. Coming up, Bears had a last-minute win. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.